Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast.
Yay!
Woo!
And I know you guys listened to the podcast last week, and you know that I rude on my own. Are you calling me a loser? Why are you calling me a loser?
No, we're Club L. We all lost.
Oh, sorry. We are tuned in together on a Sunday. Chelsea haven't played yet, but I'm sitting amongst a couple losers. So, losers, would you like to introduce yourselves?
You guys know who I am.
I rebuke that with my spirit. Like, I rebuke that. I'm not a loser. My team lost. I'm Philippa. Find me at Philippa Ackle on X.
Good evening. I'm Lauren. At Lauren Coys on all platforms.
Good evening indeed. And do you know what?
But she's saying good evening like they're not going to beat her to a Champions League spot, but she's here talking for Emery.
I'm so confused.
It's
all about the bigger picture, right?
Exactly.
The bigger picture that your club doesn't get Champions League football.
Champions League isn't a trophy.
Oh, so that's what we're doing. Okay, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Like, hurt people.
I think Arsenal can only hurt me today. I've been dead.
All right, so welcome back. God will bite you. Shy, are you okay?
No,
she's not.
Do you know what? Let's just get straight into it. What one for you?
Fuck Arteta. Let's start there.
Spicy words.
Let's actually start there. Do you know why? Every week I come here. Yeah, when I do. Shy, why don't you believe in Arteta? Shy, why are you saying give about Arsenal? Shy this, shy that, shy. And Arsenal have proven to be the same exact cowards that they were last season yet again. I am tired. Do you know, I walked from my house to the studio. It's not even summer yet, and I walked, and my head is still on Pluto.
I'm not going to tell you guys where Shy lives, but the walk is a short.
It's a considerable walk,
It is Uber distance.
And you know what's crazy? She got here on time, 8 o'clock on the dot. She was here.
Okay. Let's actually try to unpack what happened. The first 45 minutes of football from Arsenal was exactly what I expected. We didn't take our chances. Trossard, for me, had the best chance of the half. That if you shoot that left or right to the goalkeeper, that's 1-0. Maybe the outcome of the game is different. But it's football. That didn't happen. We went in at half-time. It was 0-0. Emery, clearly, his team talk that he said to the Villa boys at half-time worked because... Once again, Arteta got his pants pulled down and his bum smacked by Unai Emery yet again. We saw it when he was the manager of Villarreal and we've seen it again now that he's the manager of Villa. Oh my God, you know that meme on Twitter? Is it Tom and Jerry? Where he's just smacking. Yes. That was Arteta spanked today in the second half. And I think for me, it's just like, I'm not angry. I would say I'm disappointed. Because this is the third season in which Arsenal are trying to challenge for something. Like, the first time around, it was top four. Last season, it was the title. This season, yet again, is the title. And I think, in comparison from last season to this season, we're one game off where City went top. Last week, game week 32 or 33, City went top. This week, they've done it a week earlier. this season they've done it a week earlier. And it's just like, what the fuck did you learn, bro? Like, in all honesty, same mistakes time and time again. You moved Kai Havertz out of the nine for a fucking Samba boy who can barely stay fit, that has four goals all season. What is the point? What was the point of Gabriel Jesus playing as a striker today? Can someone let me know? He's been shocking all season. He's been in and out of injury all season. But it's like, yeah, let's big brain the operation and let me change stuff. And he was completely ineffective. He done what Gabriel Jesus does. Tap, round the corner. Oh, there's a nice flick. Oh, there's a nice pirouette. Oh. In front of goal, bullshit. His chance. Go across goal. Go across goal. Why are you trying to do this near post stuff? You ain't got that in your locker. Like, you're not that guy. I'm so sorry. You're not that guy. And then you can laugh if you want. It's fine. Like,
I'm like,
I'm so angry thinking about the game. The substitution.
That was Brother. My thing. That was it for me.
The game was at 0-0. Okay, fair enough. Yes, Odegaard has played a lot of minutes. You took him off the pitch for what? I'm sure everyone that watched the game, he was our best player.
Yeah, I was like, oh, is he giving up?
Like, you're not playing. Like, at points in the game, I had to look at the score and I said, are Arsenal 4-0 up here the way we were playing? 55th minute till the end of the game, we got punished and rightly so. And then let me not even get started on that fucking hooker that plays left back for my club. Oh my God, I am so tired. Everyone was talking about, oh Pep, we'll take more of your scraps. Now you see why Pep sold them to us so willy-nilly, because the guy is a letdown. Yeah, there were so many times in the game Zinchenko got the ball. He had the opportunity. Take the ball down, take a touch, and find your teammate. No, let me try extravagant fucking F2 freestyle show. And he lost the ball every single time. I was so frustrated. And for me, it's like, I'm so over it, bro. At this point in time, Arsenal fans, it's now time to question, has Arteta hit his ceiling, bro? That's where I am. Like, has he hit his ceiling? If you keep crumbling in the same way, last season it was Saliba. The season prior to that, it was we don't have the players. Arteta has changed this squad in its entirety. Arteta and Edu have sat there. They've given the likes of Eddie Nketiah, Smith Rowe, and Reece Nelson, who were all on the edge of leaving Arsenal on freeze, new contracts. So you cannot tell me now the squad that he's designed is still not good enough when he had the options to let the players that are not good enough go. You look at the bench today, there was not a single player on that bench that could change the game for us. And respectfully to Martinelli, as much as I love him, he's not having a great season. So it's not like you're bringing on the Martinelli from last season, where in front of goal he was firing, and every time you touched the ball you felt like something was going to happen. He hasn't had a good season. So for me, it's just like, where do we go from here? And then you got those dickheads in my mentions talking about, oh well, we still got Bayern Munich. And then when we lose that, then what?
What is the demographic of the people in your mentions?
The demographic is stupid. Respect.
Hey, delusional is nice, though.
And it's just like, I'm over it. I'm not going to sit here and do what Liverpool fans do and be like, oh, well, I hope City can drop points. They're not dropping points. And even if miraculously they drop points, after what I saw today, I do not trust Arsenal to go and win those last six games, because we will have to. That's my rant over. Fuck Arteta.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you for starting and summarizing on the same.
Yeah, that was really good stylistically. You rounded it. Yeah, you can tell that you're a writer, innit? You can tell that you're a writer.
It was his fault. It was his fault. Like, no one could look at that today and be like, in his entirety, it was on the players. If it was on the players, I'll come here and lambast my... But it wasn't.
Absolutely. And I said that to you in the chat. Like, Arteta lost that game himself. You could say that... Like, from the first part of the second half, it was like evenly contested. But those subs confused the shit out of me. And I talk about in-game management nonsense from managers week in, week out, and that I will never understand where it was coming from.
Yeah, because if you're Villa, you look and think, oh, we're on for a draw here. Then you see Odegaard go off the pitch. If you're a Villa player, you're thinking, there's something in this for us. We can win this game. You take off your important players, your integral. You take off your captain in a must-win game as well.
If he was playing badly, I understand.
Mm. Yeah.
You took off our best player on the day and you left Zinchenko on the pitch for 90 minutes.
I mean, he's by Munich midweek. I guess he was thinking ahead.
To what?
Champions League.
To getting his pants pulled down in German.
Wait, but in like, German? What, no, but what minute? No, but what minute of the game was it that Odegaard came off?
It was like 70 something.
Yeah,
70 something. Late.
So it's just like,
but the point is, at the point in time where Odegaard goes off the game, off the pitch, we're still at 0-0. Mm. And if there's any Arsenal player likely to have a moment, maybe not scoring, but even playing
to
a
create
pass,
something,
where it's like you give our attackers a chance to be one-on-one against Martinez, apart from Martin Odegaard, it is no one. He's the only sensible midfielder at this club. Don't even get me started on that player that we took from you, by the way.
Don't, fucking okay. Hell.
I'm enjoying.
I'm really
the floor is Chaz.
Soon will be
I'm a man for my team. So
listen, Rice, in my opinion, hasn't been good in three games. A part of me feels sorry for him because he's having to play this much because his senior citizens of backups, they're no good.
Oh my God.
In terms of Jorginho.
We've had Samba Boy.
We've had
Hooker.
I can't even laugh at that because I'm sure I'm older than some of them people. You know what I mean?
No,
oh,
but it's like,
days.
Rice can't get a break because Partey is no longer good enough. And to me, he's looked leggy. In the past three games that we've played, he's looked very leggy. Leggy? Fucking hell.
It's okay.
Continue.
Very leggy. Like, he's not getting around the pitch as fast as he was for the majority of the season. He's late to tackles. In terms of even runners running off him, I'm seeing it a lot more over the past three games than I had the whole season. But that's because the games are coming thick and fast, which we expected. And don't get me wrong, if you're a senior professional, you're going to expect to play 60 games in a season. But what you're not going to expect is to play every minute of those 60 games a season. There needs to be times where, for example, we're winning 4-0. Rice is on the pitch to the 90th minute. Why? It doesn't make any sense. He needs a chance to rest, and he hasn't had that. And that's no fault of his own. It's mainly down to Partey and Jorginho, more so Partey than any other. But it's just, for me, he just hasn't been great.
I mean, you could argue, though, that he was playing this amount of games last season. Yes, you're like, the intensity is different. I completely understand.
And also then the intensity in Europe as well.
But he is used to playing a lot.
But I think, respectfully,
And
is
I know
that
it's
different
about
the
quality?
It's about the different pressure. Like, for me, let's be honest, if West Ham lose a Premier League game, what really? Like,
there's still pressure.
It's not the same. It's like Chelsea losing now and City losing now. That the pressure is different.
No. We can't use Chelsea in this. There's always pressure.
I don't know. I do understand what you're saying, but like, he was our club captain. Mm. Everything laid on him. The entire game came through Declan Rice. So I'm not denying the intensity is different 100%. But my guy is used to having everything on his head top. And I think he had everything on his head top more so than he does with Arsenal. I get that there's a title on the line, but our entire well-being was sort of rested on his shoulders. Very young shoulders. A lot of pressure for him to have. So,
but I get it, though, because like, I think you see it similarly with like Rodri. She said to Pep, I need a break.
And the FA Cup semi-final, he didn't play.
So you look and think, you know, does Rice need to just sit on the bench for a game and recover his energy? Probably.
Yeah.
But he can't.
That's the difference between Man City can afford to do that. Most other clubs can't.
I wish.
That's Arsenal ran over. Pathetic excuse of a club, bro.
Well, is it over? Because we still got to go into Bayern Munich.
Anita?
Hey, listen.
It's over. The season is finished.
I don't think your season is done
See, you guys love to do this to me. And then next week when I come again and it's actually over, all you're going to do is laugh and be like, but I was the one that told you. It's over.
I laugh regardless, to be honest. But
it's
over now.
Because last week you lot were saying you need 3-0 minimum to go to the Allianz.
Moya sat here and she said, we're finished. We're finished.
We are done.
That's it. We're finished.
We're not good.
Okay. For me, it's like Arsenal are now relying on the impossible, which is Manchester City dropping points. Don't get me wrong, it's football. Anything can happen. But we've been here before. between Arsenal and Liverpool fans, and the story has never changed. City are going to win the league. That's it. It's over.
Okay. I still think that there's opportunity for City to trip up. I still don't believe that City are the same City that we've seen last season, a couple seasons before, Centurion City. This is the weakest we've ever seen City. If they win the league, what does that say about you and Liverpool?
What does it say about the entire league?
Like, what about Farmers League?
What's it about all of us?
We can't be calling League One the Farmers League when City's just dominating no matter what form they're in.
See, personally, I'm going to be very shameless here, but I'm going to do it anyways. I don't think Arsenal should catch as much heat as Liverpool if we let this league title slip.
But you guys were in the league race last season.
Last season to this season is two different things in its entirety. Because every week that Ella was here, she sat here and she said that we're going to win the league. And
no, she didn't. She didn't. Don't lie. You're lying on her name. She didn't. No,
she
didn't.
She sat here and said, I believe we will win it. That's what she said.
She said, I believe we can. She said, I believe we can. And we had to.
We begged it out of her.
You still got out of her, right?
But the thing is, yeah, from the start of the season, I sat here and I've been personally telling Ella, you're going to win the league. She's like, nah, Anita, I don't see it. Like, it's only until maybe February, March that she's like, okay, maybe we can. And last week, that's when she said, we've got to do it now. You know, you don't, come on, let's not drag Ella into this. So poor girl, sorry, Ella, if you're watching.
They have to do it now, right? But for me, what it sounds like is that Arsenal are going to catch the most flock for not winning the league this season.
But you should, because what Arsenal fans saying last week is in our hands.
I'm so sorry. No. Do you know what? I'm not going to hear. I'm not going to hear it, because you guys strengthened your team. You've strengthened your team probably the most out of everybody. You got Declan Rice in. You got Kai Havertz in. You got Jorginho in. You got two Champions League winners in right there. You spent a shitload of money. You
strengthened your team. Not more than anybody.
Liverpool were coming from further back as well.
More than Liverpool and more.
Liverpool still have things. No, because Arsenal's team is not a better team than Man City.
I'm not saying it's a better team, but
is it a better squad though?
I'm not saying it is.
Then how could we have strengthened more than the other two if we don't have a better squad?
In the transfer window,
City's squad is weaker than it was last season,
bro. And in the transfer window,
it's still so much.
Yeah,
they. I understand what you guys are saying. I'm not gonna hear that Arsenal were and are favourites for this and that and the third.
Oh no.
You never said that. We were comparing you to Liverpool.
So let me land. I'm not going to hear that Arsenal were favourites and Arsenal squad had the most strength in this, that and the third. Because as far as I'm concerned, no one rated Kai Havertz. So why all of a sudden is it now that, oh, you strengthen with Kai Havertz? It doesn't make sense. No, we have to strengthen with players that everyone was saying they rated. Everyone laughed at Arsenal for buying Kai Havertz, bro.
But people laughed at Arsenal for buying Declan Rice as well. You were one of those people.
A lot of people said
Rice weren't going to bang. Rice started banging.
Rice
a lot of people
Kai
said
isn't
Kai
the
Havertz.
Same conversation.
No, it is.
No, it's not. That's so
because
disingenuous.
Because people were laughing at you guys
that
buying Rice.
So
people were laughing at you guys
that
buying
Rice. So disingenuous.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit confused because I'll put my hands up. I didn't think that Liverpool were going to do as well as they were, as everybody keeps reminding me.
Yeah, because Liverpool had a massive gap to make up on where they were last season.
They made some good signings in like the likes of McAllister, a couple of signings where I'm not too sure. But with that being said, I don't agree with you in that Arsenal did the best in terms of strengthening their team, because they got one marquee player, and like she's saying, they got people who you lot were saying were Chelsea cast-offs.
Didn't they change their goalkeeper as well? They got Raya involved too.
Who is Raya compared to Alisson and Edison?
But I'm not saying your team's better. I said in the transfer window, who did...
They were aggressive.
Thank you. You bought with intention to go that one step further, no? Yes or no?
That I agree with, but
when Timber had that one game and he was looking good, unfortunately he got
Timber's
injured.
Timber played one game all season.
Exactly, but he was looking good. He was looking good. Like, he's another addition that you tried to have to strengthen. He got injured. You guys strengthened your team so you guys can go win the league. So if you guys don't win the league, that's on you.
I never said it wasn't on Arsenal, but then, I don't like the angle that you're trying to make it out to
what's
be.
The angle?
As if Arsenal strengthened, like, the players that you're bringing up, to me, Jorginho is not the game changer that you're trying to make him out to be. To majority of people, right? Kai Havertz was not the game changer that people are trying to make him out to be. Nor was David Raya. So I think it's very disingenuous to sit here and act like when we made the majority of the signings, it put fear into people when it came to Arsenal.
You strengthened.
Because it didn't. I never disagreed that we strengthen. So I'm talking about the point. Angle, then? I'm talking about the point that you're trying to make from the
what's
signing.
What's the point?
Because I could sit here and go
that you strengthened.
I could sit here and go City strengthened by bringing in Kovacic. City strengthened by bringing in Nunes. They bought a £80 million.
I don't think Kovacic for Gundogan out and Kovacic in. I don't think that's a strengthening. But I'm not comparing Arsenal to City. I do think Arsenal strengthened more than Liverpool. I think you strengthened more than Liverpool did. I don't think you strengthened more than City did.
I didn't push back on the Liverpool one. It was the City one, because I can sit here and say the same thing. There's Arsenal fans out here that will still say, and congratulations to him, by the way, because he won the league title today. There's Arsenal fans out there that will still take Granit Xhaka back and bin Kai Havertz. And so at the end of the day, again, yes, we made signings, but I don't think the signings are to the magnitude of what you're making them out to be.
But what magnitude am I making them out to be? I said that you strengthened your team the way more than anyone.
The way you described Jorginho talking about...
But Jorginho is a Champions League winner.
Yes, he is, but he's Chelsea, not a game changer.
For Chelsea, he was. I'm
but
sorry, but
Arsenal
he was.
Arsenal and Chelsea are not the same,
but
though.
That's what I'm saying. When he was at Chelsea, when you bought him, he was. You bought him for that.
I don't know. I feel like this summer... Everyone did business, but I don't feel like it was like one particular team did like, oh my gosh, this is like stellar business. Everybody,
Chelsea did oh my god, this
and
is good
that's
business.
And actually
Chelsea
that was what that. That's what I was gonna get to.
Yeah, did that as well,
I was to gonna say I felt I was gonna say out of the ones who were chasing the title, people were patching over cracks, but nobody had like massive things. The two teams, yes, like you've just said, who really went out and was intentional about their transfer window, unfortunately haven't had the game breaking changes Hondo. That they wanted. So I see where Shire's coming from. We're saying, yes, they strengthened themselves, but it's not like it was to make the difference, but like it's not like we all sat there and was like, shit, it's going to be Arsenal.
For Declan Rice, as much as I had my opinions about him, mm-hmm. I would agree with Anita. That's a game changing signing. Absolutely. Jorginho, I'm not hearing it. I'm sorry. I'm not having
Raya
it.
Raya either.
No!
So then what was the whole debacle about Ramsdale, Raya, distribution this, distribution that, Ramsdale doesn't concentrate? Like, there's been so many different narratives with Ramsdale and the Raya situation that you can't tell me that you didn't get Raya to strengthen your team.
I think it's very hard. I do think it's hard because I think as a fan, your opinion will be different to the manager. I think Arteta believes he made his game-changing signings in the summer. Genuinely, I think he would have seen Raya as an upgrade on Ramsdale.
Raya is an upgrade. I don't disagree. Raya is most definitely an upgrade on Ramsdale. I won't even give my opinions on that keeper. There's just certain players that Anita brought up. Not even certain.
Jorginho
is very triggering, bro.
Oh, is it because he's the cause of the goal today?
It was Zinchenko.
It was
definitely Zinchenko. But for me, it's like, Jorginho and Kai, the reason why I'm not more so hearing the Kai Havertz one, for me personally, absolutely, I love Kai Havertz. But the discussion when Arsenal signed Kai Havertz wasn't the same discussion as to when Arsenal signed Declan Rice.
No,
when Arsenal signed Rice, a lot of people unanimously agreed that this is a game changer for Arsenal. When we signed Kai Havertz, it was, what the hell are Arsenal doing? That was the conversation around signing Kai Havertz. He has proven to maybe change people's opinions at this point of the season. But when we signed him, let's not act like everyone's like, oh my God, Arsenal signed Kai Havertz. They've now become more scary. No, we haven't.
I didn't say that.
Okay, maybe we just don't understand.
Yeah, all I said
then.
Was, yeah, that the way people were laughing at Kai Havertz, some people were laughing at Declan Rice. They were.
Not the same amount, but they were.
I feel like the majority of the fan base, like I can even speak from a Spurs perspective. I don't see many Spurs fans laughing at the signing of Declan Rice. I think it was mainly Chelsea just because of Declan's connections to Chelsea.
I was arguing with Arsenal fans about this. Because you guys know me, I love a Declan Rice.
I love that man. Let's call a thing a thing. Like, a lot of Arsenal fans did not
They did not want him.
For sure. But at the end of the day, I think the wider footballing community were like, this is a really good signing.
Mm. Either way, they were both laughed at. And that's my point. Mm. And they both strengthened the team. Because Kai Havertz has won you games.
I don't disagree.
No, Shai. So listen,
there is a strength.
You're talking
in there
to the wrong person. Shai has backed
Kai.
Yeah,
from early, I see Shai tweeting the stocks or the whatever you're talking about for Kai closed.
Yeah, they're closed. So, like, absolutely, yeah, closed.
Exactly.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, good result. Good evening. Okay,
hang it up.
Sorry.
She's like, hang it up.
hatred for Arsenal is ridiculous. Shai was doing her monologue here. I looked up at Lauren, and Lauren went,
It's how we were raised, isn't it? Like, it's how we were raised.
They don't know any different. They do not know any different. I'm sat in a pub, someone really going for it to the point where they were asking B, are you a Villa fan? I was like, no. Just a hater.
Not going to lie, the hate watch this week has been sensational. Yeah. I know I'm a Chelsea fan and I know I have no right to be in this conversation, but the hate watch has been great. But okay, let's stick to Aston Villa. Let's talk about them a little bit. Lauren, you are currently in a race for top four, top five with Aston Villa. How do you see this playing out for you?
I don't care.
Oh.
Like, I'd like, honestly, like I said, please. No, I was not even screaming. When Ollie Watkins made it 2-0, I was there cheering. Like, I don't really like...
Do you know,
like,
what's so funny? Like, do you know Toby? In our group chat, yeah, Toby, one of them was like, oh, you guys should be cheering for Arsenal today so Aston Villa doesn't get that last championship.
Over my dead body.
Toby was like, I don't care.
I don't really care. Like,
when Leon Bailey scored, you should have heard. You should have heard.
I was calling for, I was like, where's Bailey? Where's Bailey? I was so happy when Diaby went off for Bailey. But, like, at the end of, like, let's be for real. Like, at the end of the day, the top four is not a trophy. If you ask me what European competition I want to play in, of course it's the Champions League.
Of course.
What competition are we in this season? None. Like, we finish eighth with Harry Kane. Mm. If we finish fifth and play Europa, it's progress. If you asked me where I thought we would finish at the start of this season, it wouldn't have even have been fifth. So, yeah, cool. If we don't miss out on Champions League, we'll have to hold it. People will laugh at us. But I don't think it's going to make or break our summer business or the upward trajectory of the team, whether we finish fourth or fifth. But so yeah, like, I was happy with the result because, like, I can't see Arsenal in the league. Sorry, like, there's no circumstances where I would be happy for that to happen. So whether the coefficient works or not, or whether we play Europa, man, I'm not gonna lose sleep.
Coefficient's not gonna work. Just letting you know.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, everybody was just doing.
Doesn't it kind of rely on you as well for the coefficient?
Well, it's part of us, but as
yeah, but the 2-0
down. No,
was it 2-0? 2-0.
The minute the balls came out of the tombola, and it said Bayer Leverkusen and West Ham, I said, thank you, I've had a great time.
Yeah, same. Like,
I've really enjoyed this European run.
Maybe they'll be drunk though. On Thursday.
Back to Lauren can have her Thursday night in Stratford. Thanks for playing. We'll go again next year. All of that sort of stuff. Nah, because I knew, like, they won today, and it was so funny. It was out with a couple of friends, and one of my friends is German, so we had, like, he was watching the Bayer Leverkusen game on his leg while we were watching the Arsenal Aston Villa game. And they're great this season. They're just really good. And especially with those last minute, pew, pew, which is what
the
we got on
Thursday. They haven't lost a game yet. That's
44 games now.
Boy.
I think he broke Pep's record, or he tied it this week, didn't he?
Yeah.
If they go unbeaten, I mean, that's a phenomenal job. All I can think of now is Ella. Because Ella was like, Xabi or no one. And now they could end up, sorry Ella, you could end up with no trophies. No
manager.
No Xabi Alonso. No trophies. No manager.
No Xabi. Don't do that to my girl. Because that's...
Okay, sorry.
Do you know what, Ella? Sorry. It's not even Ella. Like, it's just all these other... Like, fucking Hussam. I'm calling you fucking out. I'm calling you out.
Sorry.
Every time I see that man smile, I cry.
I'm thinking about my baby.
God!
Right. He's a big glory hunter. Don't care about Liverpool other than when they... Oh, yeah, I'm a Liverpool fan, you know. Hold, Jonathan. Hold.
Yeah.
Imagine we're all doing shout-outs. You got anyone to shout out?
Ella, man, I went to draw out.
Got any Liverpool fans to shout out?
I don't really know many Liverpool fans, man. Yeah. Me and Liverpool are calm. Like, I don't actually have beef with them.
Yeah, neither do I, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I'm not.
My beef with Liverpool runs so deep. And I know it shouldn't, but it runs so deep. That Benitez, Mourinho era... No,
it was
sorry.
Great.
It was great. And it kept traveling on. And then was it 2008 or 2009 when we played Liverpool in the Champions League quarterfinals? Had to go pam them 4-1 at their home. My beef with Liverpool runs really deep. But okay, looking at how the table lines up now, Aston Villa are currently fourth, I think.
Yeah.
Aston Villa are currently fourth. They've got Tottenham have a game in hand.
Yeah, but it's against Chelsea.
at the bridge.
Yeah, so you're fine. So,
I feel like we've won there, what, once in 30 years?
You're
sorry,
fine.
That doesn't matter. There's always juju in the air. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if we go there, good form, bad form, let's oop something else against us.
I'm not too sure if you've watched us this season.
I have. I was watching you at the beginning of the season and we lost 4-1 at home. We had 9 players.
You have a habit of like lulling everybody into a false sense of security that you're terrible and then you just pull it out of the bag.
Exactly. So big six side come, big derby, biggest match of the season.
Listen, so
the hate watch is coming. We mentally, psychologically implode.
I don't know about
game in hand isn't anything really. If the game in hand is against Sheffield or someone, I think okay. But that's a really tough game in hand. And our run is horrendous.
But also, I don't know, Andrew's got a thing about these sort of games. Like, I feel like he wasn't around for what happened to you last year. And yet you went to St. James's Park as if you hadn't already beaten them 4-1.
Andrew's a better players, what?
No, but that's
that's the problem. That's the players, man.
It's not like it's like act like you've been. You literally beat them 4-1 at your gaff earlier this season, and then you went and you, yeah.
Yeah. Every time we go to start, do you know what? Yesterday, it wasn't even the worst St. James's Park performance. At this point, I just write that off, man. I have to tap out. I have to mentally tap out because why should I care more than the players?
Should we talk about it yesterday?
We can.
Tottenham versus Newcastle.
Yeah.
That was appalling. That was a shocking performance.
Yeah, do you know shocking. What?
I woke up at 12:30 for that. Within like the first 15 minutes, I just knew.
Yesterday, my entire head was gone. But today, my women's team got to the FA Cup final for the first time ever. I would have been happy with that. I would have been like, yes, I'm going to Wembley.
So sorry.
That I wiped off yesterday.
I really wanted to clap for you. Like, the women Wembley for the first time. Park it. Okay, no, we're not talking about the
that's
women's
fine. Today. I know, so but like,
who
I'm
did
saying
you
about
beat?
My feeling.
They
you beat
Leicester.
And United women beat Chelsea.
Yeah. Huh.
Funny.
Yeah.
That.
But
you guys should have had United. It should have been you.
Okay, well.
That
sorry.
Should have been the final.
Sorry, that's your business. You just know, we could have met there, but you didn't get there, so that's it. But like, and I was fine. What I'm saying is my feeling about yesterday's game is I'm very happy. And then my adrenaline started to drop, and I'm like, oh, we're recording. And then Emery picked it back up. So I don't care anymore about yesterday's performance. We were terrible. Mickey has been so good all season, man. He showed his arsehole yesterday.
The memes. Do you know what killed me? It wasn't even the memes. It was the commentator. The commentator said, and Van der Ven has fallen over again.
What was wrong with Van der Ven? What's his problem?
And when that happened, yeah, like twice in 2 minutes, I said, we're finished. It's like, maybe the players, after last season, because last season, yeah, we conceded 5 in 20 minutes. And it felt like they were like, all right, we can't do that again. And as soon as the 20 minutes passed, they were like, okay, we got through that period, we can concede now. So, yeah, we were all over the place. Yeah. Bissouma, trash. Our defence have no protection. They were doing... You had Romero and Van der Ven trying to stop the three of them. What's it? Isak, Harvey Barnes, Anthony Gordon. If our fullbacks are high up the pitch and you've got three wingers who are quick and they're direct, we were finished.
Pound for pound, do you think he's the best striker in the Premier League?
Is that?
Mm.
Do you know what's crazy? I'm actually scared, yeah, about if he's fully fit because he's been in and out of injury this entire season and he's still
he's
up
had a,
there.
He's had a good run of games now. He's had
he has the best conversion rate.
Yeah.
It's like 27.9 or 0.8, something like that.
He's clinical. He's so clear. Because he's got that turn of pace, a lot of the time when he shoots, he's ahead of his defender. He's him, Ollie Watkins, even throwing Solanke. In there, I think
I won.
We'll obviously talk about Haaland and we'll talk about the goals because City creates so many chances, but to do what them three are doing in teams which actually I won't say Villa are struggling, but like Bournemouth are a mid-table side, Newcastle struggled this season, they are three phenomenal strikers. So yeah, man, we got Isak's. Who else scored? Anthony Gordon.
Did you say we got Isak'd?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What can I say?
You're bars.
Yeah. We have stuff to sort out. Oh, and defensive set pieces, man. I don't know.
Defensive set pieces,
you know,
for Tottenham Hotspur
are
terrible.
Can I ask you a question, Lauren?
Yeah.
Do you see how good Arsenal are at set pieces, does that worry you for the next game coming up?
Should do.
Why should it worry me when we can see set piece to everybody? Are you any different? Are you any different? You could go and get, who's 20th in the set piece? They will score against us.
Probably us.
I don't know what we're doing. We're zonal. We're not picking up. When I see Maddison, at players like Maddison and your marking Fabi and Cher, we're finished. We're useless.
Hold on. Madison.
No, because
you Madison marked who?
you will see our players because like Romero and our ones who are good at heading the ball, they go zonal and we'll leave some rubbish players to try and pick up a man mark. It's been identified by many, many teams this season. Last season, we had a set piece coach, Gianni Vio. He was fantastic. In terms of goals conceded from set pieces, we were one of the best. Goals scored from set pieces, we were one of the best. We fired him, and Ange doesn't think we need one.
Did you fire him because he was like the last connection to the Italian stuff, or
no? But he was independent. Oh, okay. Like I think Conte in a way brought him in, but like after Conte got sacked, he stayed. He was one of the. He actually stayed to the end of the season after we got rid of Stellini after St James's Park.
Was that a request from Levi or?
I feel like we should have kept him. Mm. I don't know, Mario Jedinak or Ryan Mason. Between them, you're both shite at set pieces. We are now terrible. It is a weakness. We will concede a goal to Saliba or Gabriel, whoever it is, in the derby. Declan actually, Rice. Even Zinchenko can come. I'm sure
Declan
he will get a shot.
Declan takes your set pieces, man.
Yeah.
No, Saka's back on corner duty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good. We were terrible. Maybe we will finish fifth. Maybe we will get Europa. What can I say?
Sorry.
You will finish. I see you finishing fifth.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But... like everyone keeps saying, Newcastle, Chelsea, people with games in hand.
Chelsea ain't doing shit.
Okay, well, agreed. I'm not saying anything.
Oh, you think
if they finish
catch
above
us in
us,
fifth,
I'm not,
it's 10 points. I don't think.
No, we're not catching fifth. That's a battle for sixth.
I'm not saying
and even
catching
sixth,
but you're going to
even
trying
six,
to be
even six, about. Six.
United. Yeah, six is Europa.
No, Newcastle was sixth now.
Hey!
Yeah, that's going swinging like a pendulum.
So, Gal, did you finish 11th? His last call up with her, man. She's full of
swinging.
Yeah.
If Man United finish below Chelsea, I'm bringing Sagal back. Because what she did to me last week was
she won't come.
But everybody that's
she lives,
playing in those
she
teams,
live,
that
I'm not
going to
say where she lives, but she doesn't live far. We'll
I know
go
she doesn't live
her.
Far, but you've got to tempt her because why come in to get catch corn?
I will knock on her door.
And she's gonna go with the camera outside her yard.
Yes,
Sagal, if you're watching, man.
Hide.
Change her dress.
Change her dress.
I was just saying.
But I think yesterday's game, I think Tottenham style played into Newcastle's strengths. Mm. And that's why maybe those games go the way they do.
We're very open in transition. Like, very, very
open.
Yeah,
and for me...
We don't have a good six.
Yeah. Sorry.
We don't. If you have a six that can't read, has no defensive awareness and doesn't read danger, when you lose the ball, especially if your fullbacks are high, we will concede
goals.
Who's your six? Bissouma.
I had a comment, but... I'm not going to bring the past into this. It's fine.
Yeah, he's not good. But it's a different game if Timo Werner converts one or both of the chances
so
that he had.
You're so funny about Timo Werner.
Not Philippa falling asleep.
You are so funny about Timo Werner. And I think, what did you say in the group chat? You said you don't want him to sign.
No, I don't.
Why?
And you know what? He even played me. Because the last couple games, I was thinking...
Welcome to being a Chelsea fan! Welcome!
Maybe he deserves a chance, but I'll wait until the end of the
Welcome.
Season.
Welcome!
And then he showed me who he is again.
Welcome.
Yesterday. So I just... That first one, fantastic cross from Brennan. Why are you going with your right foot? Why is that boy's high? Go with your head. And I just think if you've got players that can't execute on the decision making in key moments, and that's Timo's biggest weakness.
Yes,
which
using his brain
is one of the things that you need if you're going to play as a forward, especially. Yeah. He misses two. Like, I just, again, it would have changed the game if we'd gone 1-0 up, but we didn't. We didn't take the chances that we made in the first half, and then the second half we got cooked. So we didn't really create anything. Sonny got hooked at 60 minutes. He deserved it. He was rubbish.
Son as well, no.
No, yeah, he was. He lost the ball twice for two of those goals, so he deserves to be hooked. Like, I don't care if you're the captain, if you play badly, lead by example.
Facts. Bruno.
Next game is the perfect one to respond in. Allegedly.
I don't know, man, because we're so open defensively.
When is that game?
Next 2 weeks.
Tottenham don't play for 15 days.
You guys have time.
Time to do what?
To get better. To get better.
So sorry.
15 days you're not playing. Huh? Come on, that's a lot of time.
Most maybe, of the time maybe we have seven to prepare in games. Have you seen any difference?
Maybe you could have, maybe you can all work on your set pieces.
Do you think we've got to hire a set piece?
Arsenal have four games during that time, though.
Okay, so maybe four. You'll be tired. Maybe
by the time it gets to the North London derby, we could be a bit leggy compared to
a little
Tottenham.
Bit. A little bit. A little bit.
I don't know. I don't know what to like. Like I said, we have moments and periods in our 15-minute spell where we play very well. Whether we will have conceded 3 goals before we get to that 15-minute spell.
It's at White Hart Lane, though, right?
Yeah. Like, it's hard. We don't, it tends to go on home form, but...
Apart from last season.
Yeah, but last season we were terrible, so that's whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, for me, Villa did me a favour today because it's not going to be the hate watch of the season because Arsenal will be playing that match now under more pressure than they were before.
So, be a good hate match for me.
Yeah.
Great.
But how if you hate both teams?
Exactly.
It's an extra special powered exactly. hate watch.
To be fair, Tottenham, your next 3 games, all eyes are on you.
Yeah. Anyways, can someone bring me something to each episode that we record?
Bring your bottle, Jack Daniels. We'll just put it here.
No, not alcohol, because I have to drive home in it.
No, not alcohol, but I'll get you some sweets.
Thank you, because it's going to be tough, man. People, look at the way you're staring at me. I haven't even played them yet.
People will come in and be like, Lauren, why didn't you win this?
It's if like she was one of the men on the pitch.
Ella was sending me a message like I'm supposed to strap on my boots. I gotta play. I'm sorry. All I could do is watch. We're inconsistent, so I don't know what team's gonna turn up.
Arsenal have to win the derby. There's literally no excuses. Off of Arteta's head if we don't, bro.
For your morale.
Morale, we play again on Wednesday.
Oh boy.
We're gonna come to the Champions League and Europa League, but I just wanted to give you all a break.
Oh, okay.
Especially my dear. But okay, so Tottenham, Aston Villa, bit of a toss up. Who's gonna get that fifth spot? Chelsea, Newcastle, Man United and West Ham were all not West Ham.
Where are West Ham now?
West Ham at 8th.
Above Chelsea.
Yeah, but you've got 2 games in hand.
Oh, okay, fair. That doesn't really matter. But.
And one is tomorrow.
And the other one is against Arsenal.
I just really need you guys to like. I know West Ham aren't sexy to watch, and they're really, really not sexy to watch right now. But take from me, snack. All right, whatever the understanding. Be aware. Okay.
To be fair, I didn't watch today because I was coming back.
No, we weren't on telly.
Gold Diggers
does not condone anything that's not watched on the telly for British television.
Yeah, I pay my TV license.
Yes,
it's actually really funny, right? Because my girl Amy asked me if I wanted to go today, and every time I've watched the West Ham match with her, we've lost.
Oh my god, you would have gone to the.
So I said to her, I actually did have plans, but I was like, even if I didn't have plans, I would not have gone because I don't trust you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He said, "You're the problem.
We still don't trust you.
You're the problem.
You need more people." But yeah, no, it wasn't good today. It hasn't been good for a couple of weeks. And this is the point that I keep trying to make about David Moyes. Oh, you should be grateful. Yes, I get it. But also, we've run out of ideas.
That's better to play.
And we'll get to him. Okay. We will get to him. And in January, you decided to either sell or loan out three players who were very important squad players in terms of rotation. And you didn't make any signings to back that up, to refill. And now we're feeling it. On Thursday, yes, Bayer Leverkusen are a better team, and they were always going to be, like, we always saw the writing on the wall. But regardless, that game was 0-0 until Xabi decided to make some subs. And those subs are the people that scored. That made the difference. You look to our bench and, you know, no shade, but sorry, it's a bunch of academy kids who you do not trust to come and bring onto the pitch. So what's the point of having them on the bench? We don't have a bench.
That Pickney that came on and then he hurt himself. Is he okay?
He's responsive. Pickney, get well soon, you. George Earthy. Really hope.
He's young, isn't
he? He's young. He's 18 years old.
I didn't watch the match. What happened?
He had a collision with Alvarez and he was out cold. Oof. And then the Fulham fans. Everyone talks about how classy Fulham fans are. Bollocks. They were singing and chanting, "Is this a library or is this a fire drill?" It's an 18-year-old child on the pitch, unresponsive. Do better. Disgusting.
Yeah, they even brought the van. Stretcher.
You said that Fulham fans are classy.
And people like to say that, oh, Fulham fans.
Why? Just because they're in West London in the posh parts?
That's the same. Chelsea fans are classy. We're not.
Nobody said that. Don't worry about that. That's a lie. Don't worry. We make no mistake. But yeah, no, West Ham's problem is that there's no bench.
Miss you.
And so, I actually don't have much more to say. It's just,
do you think it's because all of your better players have fallen out of form at the same time?
We can talk about Paqueta now. Like on Thursday really disappointed me because he got a needless yellow, which means that he's out for the return leg. And
oh goodness.
Yes. And he then decided that he didn't want to play. And that bad mood moved into today, where he was just playing like he wasn't bothered.
Do you think City is on his mind?
City is 100% on his mind.
Oh yeah, because they're saying allegedly
that they've done personal terms. I don't know how much of that I believe, but all I know is that his release clause is about 15 mil too low. So he's gone in the summer.
I think it's nasty though when players, you know you're getting your move in summer. But I still think, as a professional, you give your all to the club.
Yeah, you can't down tools. Absolutely.
You can't down tools. And it's just like, just have some self-respect, because you yourself, this is your job, this is your bread and butter, this is something that you supposedly love. And to go out and play with no, like, pride is sad. What are you being petulant for? You're being paid so much money to do something that you supposedly love, and yet you just can't be bothered. There's so many people who would love to be in your place, and all these people aren't as talented as you. But like, it's just really sad to watch. But yeah, it's the thing of like, a lot of our players are falling out of form. Like, we have a starting 11, but the formation changes quite frequently. And it's just trying to figure out what that best formation is. And also, it's just like certain teams we just cannot play against because we're just not good enough.
How's Calvin doing? He's played the last couple of games.
I think Calvin Phillips, unfortunately, has played his last game for West Ham.
Craven Cottage is proving a tough place to go.
We were
this
at home.
Season. Oh, you are?
We were.
Yeah. It is a tough ground to go. It's
a tough place, babe. I don't make you wrong, I'll make you right.
When it got to
2-0, so
when it got to 2-0, I had to double check.
That was crazy.
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
When it got to 2-0, I had to double check.
I saw 2-0, I was like, sure, West Ham were away.
Surely.
You got Leverkusen coming to the West Ham Stadium as well.
That's a formality. They're going out.
I will be there.
I feel like in the first, don't get me wrong, you weren't.
You're going.
Yeah. I feel like in the first leg, you gave them a run for their money. Like, I didn't think at any point you were going to win.
Like, for the first 80 minutes, it was a really good defensive display.
Right.
You do wish that we would have been able to, you know, move on the counter better. But I cannot deny we did not take, we had one chance that was a very good chance that could have unfortunately missed. But we didn't look like we actually wanted to go for it, which I understand being really conservative when you're away, but it was a lapse in concentration. One goal, I would have felt okay. Two goals is a really big hill to climb. And then when you're missing players like Paqueta and Emerson in the return fixture.
Emerson suspended too.
Yeah. Oh. And this is another thing. I also want to talk about this. I also really want to talk about this ref. I know everybody does it, but it's like you're letting everything go for Bayer Leverkusen. But the two players for us who were on that suspension, you know, seesaw, and those are the ones that you book. It's okay. God will see you. It's all right. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I'm going because it's the last European game of the season because I don't think that we'll go through. I'll enjoy myself. I love to stand in my standing section.
Do you think they'll get up for it?
Pardon?
Think the fans will get up for it?
Absolutely. London Stadium on a Thursday is unreal.
It's rocking. I can speak from experience of living
absolutely
so close.
Rocking. it's my favourite time to go. Me personally, like my cousin calls me a Europe merchant. Yeah, I've barely been to any Premier League games in the last three seasons, but best believe in the knockout for European competition, I'm there.
They take annual leave and everything, man. You'll hear them singing from the pubs at like midday.
Do you know what?
Nobody that I know takes annual leave.
Trust me, in the Carpenter's Arms, you can hear them. Oh, you can hear them.
I can't believe you live. Well, anyway,
yeah, we're not going to do that. You're so close to West Ham Stadium.
Yeah, I do, man. My road gets closed.
Yeah. I think we should stop discussing where we live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, hey, yeah. Anyways, yeah. The old West Ham man near the bowling.
What the f***?
You're so fact shy.
We're so tired.
Windows on the internet.
You can tell that we're so tired because everything is going through the window.
Bro, everything's going through the window over our heads. But anyway, any score predictions for when Leverkusen come to your gaff?
3-0.
Damn.
Shy,
that's a bit harsh.
That's well harsh. We will score.
In their gap.
But it'll probably be about 2-1. We will score. I do think we'll score.
I hope you
the high that they're on right now, yeah?
Yeah, but I'm hoping they're drunk. I'm hoping they're drunk.
Yeah, because if they're drunk.
They've got a couple. They'll ask of it.
Oh, but for them, the treble on, because they're in the German League Cup.
Yeah, man.
They've got a treble on. And they can do a treble undefeated.
No. Xabi's going to make sure they concentrate.
Can you imagine West Ham as the team to spoil that undefeated record? West Ham. No offense. Sorry. I don't mean like that. I'm just saying.
She said that with disgust.
Guys, I'm really upset because I'm really disappointed in the team. Like, this could have been a good season, and you know that they're a fantastic. You've got some good players, some really good forward players. Yes, some of them are better at counter-attacking than others, but it's like, I feel like there's some missed opportunity.
Even Europa, I think you would have had a good run. You just had a really unlucky draw.
Just a really unlucky draw. Why couldn't we have had Atalanta?
But yeah, can we talk about that, actually?
Yeah, no. Atalanta. Liverpool got their bums wanked. Like,
by agents Gamaka.
Thank you.
Don't say agents Gamaka.
I'm joking. What does it matter to me? We're going out,
bro.
That was a joke.
No, but Liverpool, they got their bum.
Yeah, they did. Like, I didn't watch it live because obviously I was watching the
Anfield
game.
Atmosphere only exists in the Champions League then.
Apparently.
What is that? So is that two games at Anfield this week?
Yeah, back
four
to back.
Goals conceded, no scored.
No goals scored. Yep. I think a player that I would Ella's like to talk alone. About. Yeah, as fantastic.
Sorry.
What did you just say?
She said Ella's walking alone.
Sorry. Hey, you can see I have so much adrenaline, man. Spurs
Lauren,
women, I love you.
Please. Lauren, please.
Can we talk about Mo Salah?
Yeah, well, I think
go
we
ahead.
Have to.
I told you guys, that man's old.
It's not even about him being old.
You have
old.
To stop calling people old that I'm older than, man. I'm so sorry.
I saw a graphic in football Mo Salah, terms. Welcome to Al Ittihad. I was like, wow,
he will slap it out his hand though.
We actually need to talk about him because for me, a lot of Liverpool fans seem to think he's the greatest winger of all time, and just in Premier League terms, they think he's the best winger to ever play in the Premier League. And for me, as much as you can have the records, but for me, Salah doesn't have anything else. Like, you look at Liverpool's best seasons when they were winning, Mane and Firmino were there to hold his hand, And it's like, if you're going to come in my face and tell me that this guy's better than Neymar, that's where my salary agenda started, by the way. This guy's better than Neymar, this guy's better than Hazard. Like, all these players, right? Where, especially more
choose
so...
Wrong and strong on that
Eden Hazard, that I will give credit to. You've seen him carry weaker teams than this current Liverpool team. Because let's be honest, who's a Victor Moses?
Yeah.
Like who is that guy?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm doing man for man in my head.
Okay.
Oh, that, yeah. You look at that Liverpool team, there's some people, Van Dijk, one of the best centre backs, if they're ready to say the greatest centre back the Premier League has ever had. Trent. You got Salah. Their midfield for me, McAllister, yeah, the rest of them absolutely not.
Really?
Then you got that grown ass baby Mm-mm. on the other side of the pitch in Diaz, and
Diaz is 28. I saw Ella tweet.
You say he's 28.
Yeah. Ella, do you remember my point?
Yeah, he's
not 20, Ella. Sorry, Philip. Do you remember my point?
I think he's 28.
Yeah, but it's just like
when you said it, I was like, oh no.
For me, Salah doesn't do enough to get his team out of the mud. And as much as what he's second in the Golden Boot race at the moment, or has he moved down the list?
He's down the list now.
Oh, he's moved down the list.
I think he's third, joint third,
around there. I don't know if he's doing enough for the stature in which Liverpool fans put him on this. Because even today, even if you want to ignore today, the Premier League game prior, was it United?
I'm happy, man, because I don't have him in my FPL. But it stands out, man.
But
because he's collecting 2 points in these big games.
He's been shocking.
Yeah, for the last maybe 4 or 5 games.
He needs to feel the pressure because they're saying best Premier League winger of all time. Do you know what all time means?
You know who I'm thinking of now? Brie.
And since Sadio Mane and Bobby Firmino has left your side, what have you really delivered for Liverpool Football Club?
We've been saying Sadio Mane and Firmino were the biggest losses for Liverpool.
What's that? Carabao Cup? They won. I've forgotten, but I've been reminded that they won the League Cup this season.
So, did Salah even play?
No, he didn't.
Oh, shit, my bad.
did he play?
Oh, was he injured? Or was he back?
I'm sure he was injured.
I know Liverpool just played.
That was around the time of AFCON, though. So, yeah.
He was injured, didn't he? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If he did play and we're wrong... The fact that we don't remember that he played says everything.
That's true. Statement retracted.
Yeah. So,
Lauren, you're too giddy for my liking, bro.
Not even in a thing of where I'm trying to run an agenda, but for the level in which you're putting him at, he needs to improve. I'm sorry. I can't hear this, best, that. Better than this person, this, that, and the third. Salah is even better than Mahrez at this point.
I can't go say that. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
But you know what? I'm going to give Salah the benefit of the doubt a little bit. I look at his team around him, and I know you said Hazard has carried a worse team. I think the team that Liverpool have right now is just not as good as Liverpool fans just make it out to be. Like, I don't think Diaz is as good as Liverpool fans make him out to be.
That's so stat. It's like they've gone behind 1-0 down like more than 20 times this season.
And also, Trent has been out quite a lot this season. Kanate's been out quite a lot this season.
Yeah, but Kanate's always out quite a lot this season.
But then Van Dijk's been playing
with
a baby.
All of his defenders, apart from Van Dijk, are always out a lot.
He's been playing with Kwanzaa, no? He's been playing with a baby.
But isn't Kanate back?
No. Yeah, Kanate played today.
It's not even sympathy. It's more of... I don't expect Salah to have a great season this season because everyone else around him isn't of standard. Even where Liverpool are right now, I'm still looking at everybody else in the league. Like, how are we this bad to let this Liverpool team compete like this? Like, it's really bad.
Do you know why I hear you, but I don't hear you at the same time? Because if Liverpool end up winning the league, these are the players that will get the credit for it. They will say they won the league because of Trent. They won the league because of Salah. They won the league because of Van Dijk. So for me, when you let a Crystal Palace team who hasn't won a league game since last year come to Anfield and go away with a clean sheet, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking,
crazy.
Where is your Mo Salah? Like, where is he? Where is the king of Egypt? Is that not what they call him? Egyptian king running down the wing. Where is he? Missing. Like, it's just not good enough for me. And the thing is, if that's anyone else, even when City are great, the people that they like to put on their perch KDB still holds the flak. Even when City are great and he has a bad performance, he faces the heat. So for me, regardless of the team that he has around him, if you are the man you say you are, show us.
Well, Liverpool fans, that was for you. I don't want to defend Liverpool at all. I don't want to defend Mo Salah. Ed Hazard's my king, so I don't really give a shit.
The only thing I will say about the Liverpool attackers is they have missed way too many chances this season. Because it's not even like, I don't actually feel like chance creation has been Liverpool's problem. It's just that, like, Nunes will shoot wide. Luis Diaz will shoot wide. I think if Jota wasn't injured for the run-in, which at the end of the day, you have to carry injuries. If Jota is playing in this run-in, Liverpool won't have dropped as many points as they have.
But that's the problem. It's Jota, not Salah. I think that's what you're saying, right?
What do you mean?
No, I think Jota chips in. He chips in more than what Luis Diaz is doing.
He's more clinical than the rest.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Do you know who's so funny? The guy that they were so upset about getting England call up. Meek Curtis Jones finished. He should have had, from when I tuned in, yeah, he should have had Liverpool 2-1 up in the space of 10 minutes with the chances that he missed today. And for me, like, okay, cool, sympathy to Mo Salah, he is their only finisher. But then again, I just can't, because the Darwin Nunes gas about him being good, this, that and the third, especially on social media, the guy's shocking, bro. He's a terrible striker. Like, I wouldn't wish that striker on my worst enemy. I wouldn't even wish him on Tottenham. That's how bad he is.
He's a proper Spurs player, isn't he? out of the strikers in the league, man. Yeah, he'd fit in with us for the most.
I can't leave him alone. Because at the end of the day, as a striker, your goals are your bread and butter. Like, look at it this way. If you put Alexander Isak in that Liverpool team,
he's banging 25, 30 goals, he would probably
be leading the Golden Boot race with the amount of chances that Darwin Nunes has missed. And sometimes I can give a striker benefit of the doubt. You know, if it's a hard finish, you get... He is missing sitters. Sitters. It's
sat in this exact seat and said before, like... He does all of the hard work.
His movement is so good.
And then he just gets there and it's just like, no. It's like, what are you doing?
But the thing is, it's not even he skied it or whatever.
How are your
forefathers, like,
Diego Forlan, Luis Suarez and Edison Cavani, and you're this bad at finishing it?
Hey, it's reminding me when Ella said he has to sit at training afterwards and watch the tapes. He has to watch the tapes.
Like, the caliber of strikers that Uruguay have produced.
Yeah,
they
nice
were
tree,
finishers.
Right.
Mm.
And now they've got
to rely
on Dominic.
Oh, well, too sad, so sad.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, looks like cities to lose, basically, is again, the summary of that. Yeah.
We need to actually
It's been cities to lose since game one at the end of the day.
All right, so Arsenal, you guys are going to Germany.
Guten Tag.
On Wednesday, I think. Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. Any expectations? 3-3. Is it 3-3? It was 2-2. 2-2.
That was City.
2-2 is not a bad result going into Bayern Munich. Obviously, you sat here and you said it needs to be at least 3-0 going to the Allianz. But what do you think of your performance over the week?
Against Bayern?
Yes.
I think it was the worst defensive performance I have seen in 18 months of being an Arsenal fan.
You guys were shaky.
The back line reminded me of Arsene Wenger. No disrespect. And that's Arsene Wenger in his latter years.
That was
because
I must say the latter years.
Yeah. Not the invincible era.
I was like, not Nigel Winterburn.
it wasn't great. I think it's about, again, just like today's game, is about taking your chances. We started very well. I think Bayern first 5 minutes, it was like Arsenal trying to fill them out. Up until they got their equaliser, I think Arsenal in control. Saka, for me, amazing goal. And then it was the chance to put us 2-0 up, but it fell to the wrong player, I suppose. Like, Ben White, people like he should be finishing that. But I'm thinking, he's a right back. He's not right back, centre back, slash... You expect him to... It's not like if he's a forward player there and they miss that chance, that is unforgivable. But for me, it's a defender. Sometimes they're going to get them. Sometimes they're not. Ben White has never been one of those defenders or fullbacks that are known for getting goals. Like, it's not like he's a Trent where...
Or Reece James.
That's a Reece James in there somehow. Sorry.
Rent free, yeah, man.
He's not one of those guys that you expect him to go through on goal, and even though he's a defender, he's going to put it in the back of the net. So I wasn't angry at Ben White for that. And then I think Bayern came into the game. As much as I don't rate Tuchel, I can be honest, tactically, he set up his team very well at the Emirates. And the players that I expected to cause us trouble done exactly that. I think for me, Musiala, it was a quiet game for him.
Yeah.
But Sonny. Leroy Sonny.
What was the best thing on the pitch?
There was people, I remember when I was speaking to Arsenal fans earlier in the week, they were speaking about Sonny's goal record. And I'm just like, this is how I know you guys don't be watching football, because the guy is so effective. Despite the fact that he hasn't scored in like 5 months, every time he got on the ball, for me, you could smell the danger. Like, you could smell it. Gnabry, you know, I wasn't angry that he celebrated. Arsenal done him dirty. I don't really think it was a thing where Arsenal fans would be upset. He still got clapped off when it was his time to get substituted. And it's a tough ask to win in Germany. Like, as much as Bayern right now are not at their best, again, Arsenal's mentality will have to get them through that game. And as of right now, I still cannot tell you confidently that we have the mentality to get through that game at the Allianz. Like, I'm sure, I don't know if you guys seen the clip going around on social media, the City clip, where you can hear the Bayern fans. City were 3-0 up before they went to the Allianz. And the Bayern fans still believed that they can turn the tie around. Right now, the tie's 2-2. It will take, as I said in the first leg, Arsenal to be at their very best to make that semi-final.
The Bundesliga, as in the fans have only got the Champions League. I'm sorry, I wasn't being that rude. I meant the Bundesliga.
That sounds like them.
Yeah, so the fans are going to switch their attention, just champs only.
Yeah.
It's what I meant.
And I think another thing that is in Arsenal's favour, Alphonso Davies is suspended. Sane and Koeman. Was it Sane? No, Gnabry and Koeman are injured. So it will be...
They won't be back in time?
No.
Koeman tore his thigh or whatever it was.
Done, and Gnabry's a hamstring.
Sane would
it
be
will
there.
Be Sane, Musiala and Kane.
Yeah,
and probably Thomas Muller will play, who has tons and tons of experience. And I think even in the first leg, you could see Bayern's experience. I don't think we deserve to end that game losing. So I would say a draw is probably a fair result based on the 90 minutes overall. But for me, I'm going to be honest, I don't see Arsenal going through. Sorry. If they do, don't get me wrong, I'll be happy. But I'm not going to be one of those Arsenal fans that are just going to sit here and blindlessly believe based off pure hope and no evidence, because I'm not stupid.
I hate to pull this back here, but the Saka penalty shout at the end of the game.
Is a pen.
Does anyone disagree?
Me.
Tell me why. Why do you not think that is?
Because I don't think he's smart enough. I think he tries to cause the contact. And I just, for me, I'm in that position. I personally don't understand why you either don't shoot or you don't try to round the goalkeeper.
I don't
understand why he doesn't try to do that.
You know what it is?
I think if he actually carried on his normal stride, if Neuer takes him out, then it's a clear penalty.
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to get angry all over again. But it's a pen. And the reason why I say it's a pen, right, is because Saka is looking to jump over Manuel Neuer because he comes rushing out, and people are talking about there was no contact, right? Manuel Neuer is smart. He used his experience on Saka, to me, because if you look at the replay from the other angle, the timing of where Neuer planted his foot to the ground is the time that the contact was made, right? And I think the ref bottled it. I agree. I think if that's a Harry Kane or a Suarez or a forward that's slightly a bit more intelligent than Saka, they 100% get that penalty, right? Sometimes
that's my
forwards
point.
Have to do it. Damn. But I think there is enough contact made there from Neuer that is a penalty, bro. And at the end of the day, if you look at the rules, the goalkeeper comes out in the penalty box, he doesn't get the ball, the man is on the floor, Saka did not dive, there's contact, it's a pen. Like, and what really annoys me is the fact that it didn't even go to VAR. Mm-hmm. Review, if you're not sure, review. I think the ref bottled it.
Do you know what irritates me?
The ref bottled the handball as well.
Do you know what irritates me?
But he didn't, because by law, there's no advantage.
It's that's still a penalty. But
thank you.
What irritates me about this whole Saka penalty debacle, yeah, is I think people are honing in more on the fact that he didn't go round the goalie and try and go for goal rather than the fact that there was actual contact there.
That's what Ian Wright said.
Everyone's saying it's not a penalty because he went for it. If as a goalkeeper, an experienced goalkeeper, you put your foot out, you get the ball or you give away a penalty, that's just it. He didn't get the ball. Saka goes down. It's a penalty. And I don't think people are arguing about this.
Saka's lack of experience, at the end of the day, just because there's contact doesn't necessarily mean that a penalty has to be given away. Saka needed to buy that penalty. He didn't buy the penalty. It made it look like he jumped into Neuer to cause that contact.
I was going
to
say
because of his lack of experience in that situation.
It's just a shame at where his leg was at that specific moment, because that made it look like he was trying to buy it, and that's why the ref didn't.
But do you know another reason why I think Saka done that? I think there was a penalty incident in the Premier League where Saka did stay on his feet. If he had gone down, I'm not talking about the referee, I'm talking about the player. I'm saying the reason why I think Saka goes down there instead of trying to stay on his feet, because the last time where there was contact and he stayed on his feet, and if he had fallen over, the ref blows whistle for a pen. I think in his mind he's thinking, the last time this happened to me, I tried to be honest, even though he did get fouled, and it never resulted in a goal. And I hear what you guys are saying in terms of maybe he didn't sell it well enough, but for me, it's not a dive that he has to sell. It's a stone wall penalty. Like, I don't think, I personally, if you replay the clip, in the speed in which Saka is running at, right, he tries to jump over Manuel Neuer. If you slow it down, you look at the way his foot is moving. In that specific sequence, there is nowhere else for Bukayo Saka to put his foot. Everyone's talking about, he should have done this, he should have done that. I personally think the way he was playing that game as well, because for me, he was our best player on the pitch. If he had the space to round Manuel Neuer, he's rounding Manuel Neuer. Neuer used his experience. If you look at it from the other angle, when Neuer goes to plant his foot, that's when the contact is made. And then all of a sudden he's like, what? Like, I didn't move. I wasn't in your way. You should have went around me. But if you pause it, Neuer's foot is not on the floor. So all of this, oh, the goalkeeper's legs are planted, Saka's diving. That's not true.
I don't even get where people got the goalkeeper's legs planted. Neuer's leg literally moved from here to there.
But this is the thing.
To there.
Neuer played the whole sequence like somebody that knew how to escape that penalty. And that's my point. We can talk about where Neuer planted his... And I take your point in terms of where he planted his leg. My point is, if Saka has to learn, he genuinely has to learn in those situations, because for me, it's not stonewall. And the fact that we're sat here debating it, and you've got loads of people, loads of people are saying it's a penalty, some people are saying it's not, we are sat here debating, which means he doesn't play that situation properly to guarantee himself a penalty.
But for me,
he doesn't.
I think the conversation's wrong surrounding this. And the reason why is because people are saying, yeah, there's contact. In what for me is a goal scoring opportunity, by the way, because everyone else in that Bayern team is out. That ball from Partey took the entire defence out. It's Saka and Neuer, right? For me, the conversation shouldn't be that a forward, let's take Arsenal out of it. In that situation, a forward shouldn't have to sell a penalty. It's either a penalty or it's not a penalty.
Period.
We're not living in those times.
I feel like people are punishing Saka for not acting as well as he should. That's what experience is. That's what makes me uncomfortable.
Essentially, what we're saying is, we are giving credit to Manuel Neuer for essentially fouling Saka, but being smart enough to not get caught. And for me, it's like, okay, cool. Rivals are going to sit there, laugh and run agenda. It's a rival player. It's funny. Hee hee ha ha. But then when it's your said player in that same situation, you are going to be...
But the thing is, I have experienced that with Harry Kane. Harry Kane will always win that penalty. Harry Kane himself uses his experience to get that penalty for him.
He said it himself. If it's him on his side, he wants the penalty.
People for duping the ref. And that's
a
slippery slope.
This is the time that we're living in.
It's just a slippery slope. If it had gone to VAR, you would have got the pen. And 100%. that's for me, it's just like...
But it's not a clear and obvious error.
It is a clear
and obvious. I don't think that's a clear
that is
if
clear.
If we can still sit here and we can sit here and be debating, and the way we were debating in the group chat, going backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards,
but Lauren,
that's not a clear and obvious
but
error.
But Lauren, if there's contact in the box, yeah...
It's not... Contact in the box doesn't necessarily mean it's a penalty.
But if there's contact in the box, I'm not saying it's a penalty, but I'm saying 9 times out of 10, it is reviewed. Regardless, it is reviewed. And if it goes to VAR, in my opinion, slow down, rewound, all of that, looking at all the different angles, Manuel Neuer's in the wrong. It is a pen. Because if you put Neuer
but
outside...
That's in your opinion. I agree they should have reviewed
if you put
it,
Neuer,
I don't personally think that's a clear
if you put
error.
Neuer outside of the box...
That's a free kick.
It's a free kick and a red card.
But we say this all the time.
But it's
anywhere
true.
Anywhere else on the
but
pitch.
But it's facts.
Court. Yeah, but this is the situation that we are living in.
It doesn't make it right.
But it's reality.
Then, so you've got to try.
You have to balance that.
You've got to challenge that.
The same way we're talking about the... What's it? The Dalot challenge in the United game.
You've got to challenge all
you have to.
And do you know what I found funny? Liverpool fan and the audacity to say that wasn't a pen when it was Harvey Elliott, or was it at Old Trafford? Mm. All of a sudden, yeah, it's a pen. Wan-Bissaka doesn't take the ball, but he doesn't take the man either. And Harvey Elliott initiated the contact, but it's still deemed a foul. And I think, Lauren, I agree with you. Not every challenge in the penalty area is a penalty. If it's like, you know, you go shoulder to shoulder, or it's like you get most of the ball, you take the man after this, that and the third. But I think in that specific scenario where if the goalkeeper isn't in the way, Saka puts the ball in an empty net, the least you could do is review it.
No, I agree. It should have been.
If you still don't agree that it's a pen, then fair enough. I don't agree with the ref. But at least then you've covered all bases. Do you know what pissed me off as well? I don't know if you guys saw this. Yeah,
the fact that he ran like a thief in the night.
It wasn't even the ref that was running. People were saying Saka dived. Do you know how long he was on the floor for after? And the people say it's no contact. Like what the hell are we?
Do you know what? I found fucking hilarious. Saka's on the floor. You just hear the Champions League music playing. I thought the ref blew the whistle to review VAR. He blew for full time. I was like, no fucking
way. That was his first
Champions League game.
And I think it should be his last.
It was not great refereeing.
The handball, you have to play to the rules. I don't care the
occasion. With the handball, he was like, oh, it's a quarter final. It doesn't live up to a quarter final kind of.
Exactly. That's not for
penalty.
You to decide.
What?
It's not for you to decide.
You're making up your own rules as you're going along. Like, come on, the whole match and the refereeing and the officiating was absolutely atrocious.
You could tell he was inexperienced, but for me, it was just like, bro, like, review the play. And then if it's a thing where, let's say Arsenal go out by a goal, that decision is going to be
everyone is talking about.
Like, yeah. We should have had a pen. We should have had
them
a pen.
The breaks.
Then again, there's no guarantee that Saka scores
a
pen.
Man City was still talking about the Sterling offside.
Against Manuel Neuer. They still talk about it to this day, though. It's like crazy.
It's a piece of history, you can't lie.
The other Champions League game, though.
Man City, Real Madrid.
Boy. City should have been put in the dirt.
Tasty.
Oh, before we move on, thank you, Harry. I asked for a goal. Well, actually, I asked for a hat-trick, but I'll take one.
Yeah, I knew he was going to get a pen, though.
Yeah. Have to.
Because even I tweeted, like, literally in capital letters, yeah, tonight requires the highest form of concentration from our defenders. When the ref blew for a penalty, I just said, yeah, man, written.
Do you know what was so funny? Two things. One, I listened to the episode after... the game had been played, so it was hilarious listening to that rock solid defense, all of this, all of that. Yeah, we 3-0, all of this. That was hilarious. And then the second thing is the scarves when Harry Kane stepping up for his penalty and the whistling,
that was really
dead
sad.
Silence, and all the scarves dropped.
That was everyone does that though. That.
Yeah, of course, everyone does that. But it's like, you know, when you actually see it, it was just like. Yeah, because usually there's away fans to like pop up some noise.
Yeah, that was cinema.
And if we go to our second penalty shootout in our second knockout game, Raya for me has to be a lot better. Like, he made that so easy.
Yeah, Kane said,
Kane said it in his interview.
He knew Raya would dive early, so that's why he changed his technique.
Don't get me wrong. For me, Harry Kane is one of the best penalty takers in the world. So it's like 9 times out of 10, the ball's going to... But at least let him think about it. Like, he just went, oh, I'm going to go this way. Kane just went, yeah, see ya. All right, no problem. Back at 0-1. But yeah, I hope Arteta has learned all that he needed to learn from the first leg. Midfield. Sorry. Declan Rice. Absolutely shocking.
You don't actually have to look at me every time that you pass him, okay?
He was, no, against
it's
Bayern.
Like she wants to offer refunds.
He's not my boyfriend. If you want to send him back, I'll have him back.
I'm complaining to customer services.
But for me, I feel like that night on the big European stage, when everyone called me negative, do you know when we posted about it as well? There was Arsenal fan in the comments talking about, has your opinion changed? Do you know, after that game, I felt like going back and I was like, do you see what I'm talking about now?
Yeah, the lights are brighter in the Champions League.
I took off the comments on that one, but the comments were too much.
Did you?
Yeah, the comments were coming in thick and fast. I turned off.
Yeah, so no.
Shut up.
For me, it was just like, that there is the improvement that I need in Rice's game when you go against these top tier teams. Because even when you look at Leon Goretzka's performance, he had Rice in a blender. It was bad. So Allianz, if it's him and Partey, if it's him and Jorginho, God forbid it be Jorginho, I swear to God. Anyways, you
Champions
know.
Champions League heritage, Jorginho.
That's fine. He can be heritage from the bench. I just need a better performance. But yeah, we can move on to City and Madrid and City now.
I think Real Madrid and City was a classic. That was a great,
that was a high quality game.
That was the one that was on the big screen. Arsenal was on the little laptop.
Like that. So I needed the big for the hate watch.
Do you know what it is though? I watched that game. I rewatched the entire game because I love Madrid, like my favorite side team. But for me, I think you see City's quality show. Because for me, they didn't play at their best, but they scored three very, very, very... No, sorry, take that back. Two very, very good goals. And the first one, that goalkeeper needs to hang his head in absolute shame. And then on Madrid's side of things, I think it's similar to what they've been doing. Vinicius Jr. should have had a hat-trick. Like, for me, especially against... If there's any team in the Champions League where you need to take your chances, it's Manchester City.
Yeah.
And... For me, for him to miss that amount of chances, City's best player in KDB didn't play because he had a stomach bug at the beginning.
He was vomiting.
He maybe got nervous, you know.
Goodness. And his name's he said not he had food poisoning from the hotel.
Come on, man.
Interesting. But yeah, it's just like, for me now, I don't see how Real Madrid... I don't see how Real Madrid turn this around. I think they're out. And that really sad, but I don't see how they went at Etihad. And again, they're also missing Tchouameni. He got a yellow card 40 seconds
He's
into the game.
Stupid.
Like, it was just
so
like,
stupid.
I even missed it. And like,
he is so stupid.
Yeah, and
you would think he didn't know that he was on yellow. He's so
game
dumb.
Management, man. Game
yeah,
management.
I think Nacho for me alongside Rudiger.
It wasn't working.
I don't know how that's gonna work. We saw what happened last time because I think Militao got injured the last time this fixture, and he's not ready to play either. But let's give credit to Rudiger for the job that he done on Haaland.
No, and Chelsea fans will still sit here and tell you Rudiger was the problem at Chelsea. Yeah. Don't worry,
no, Rudiger. You can tell how much he enjoys.
He loves it.
He loves it.
It's his
bread
and butter.
He's a defender that loves defending. Like, I rate him.
Yeah, he loves it, man. Yeah, he treats defending as if he's scoring a goal. Yeah. Like, God almighty.
But yeah, I think City go through. And if God is on our side, maybe Arsenal go through. But I don't see it happening. But I would love for that to be the reality. And also, Gabriel Jesus must start the Champions League game. Even though he, as shocking as he was today, for me, he's a Champions League type player. Unpredictable.
Okay. Yeah. Because you lost me a bit.
Yeah, we were all looking at you like, not right, sure. Wait. But then I hear that.
No,
but
his
Champions League record is actually decent, isn't it?
It's good. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. So that's it.
Come, Loz. Predictions for the Champions League midweek?
Bayern to go through. I just think it's a tough ask to go to the Allianz with their experience. And yeah, City. Madrid needed to take something to the Etihad. It's a tough ask again to go there and win. And also, I think even though we've been looking at City sideways defensively, they will concede goals, but they'll outscore you. Mm. It's not like last season where they were like clean sheet shutouts, but they have goals. And if Foden plays, if KDB turns up, if Haaland gets a chance in front of him,
he's gonna miss.
Maybe 2-3 chances. Now
the fact that those two games are on the same day, though, is criminal.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not paying for BT Sport to be having to do dual screens.
I'm gonna miss them as well. Bryson Tiller's on Wednesday.
Pip.
Yeah.
Pip predictions.
Same, and they're gonna be very spicy games. I'm excited. We're gonna bring the second TV into the front room.
Hey. She said two TVs crazy. At once.
No, the multi screen set, the multi screen setup for
football household. The laptop ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah.
That is such a shot. I might get my other monitor and put it side by side. I'm gonna do that. I'm going by Munich and Real Madrid. I just hope Real Madrid can do something like that. 1-0, Jammy win. I just really hope.
1-0, they can't.
Why
shout
do you
out
hope? Yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah, I don't hate Man City, but Bayern Munich ain't gonna cause them no trouble if Bayern Munich go through. If Man City goes through, it has to be Arsenal to go through to play them in the semi-final. That's the only way I see Man City not going to the final. But then that means Arsenal goes to the final, and I don't want that either.
So you don't, I mean, not that you would want anybody to go to the final because it's not your team, but like,
no,
you would really mind if City went to the final?
Because City will win it.
And then they tie and Chelsea.
It's not that they tie Chelsea.
It's not even just that they tie Chelsea.
I don't really look at City as like Chelsea's rival, so I don't really care if they tie Chelsea. It's kind of like Man United. I don't really care how many Champions Leagues they've got, right? But they will be the first English team to go back-to-back with Champions Leagues. Only Real Madrid has done that.
Got it.
Only Real Madrid has done that.
There was an angle. Yeah, I just needed to find out what the angle was.
That's the angle.
But what's your issue?
Are you done? Do you know what that holds? For English clubs, it's not that hold.
It's a record that they don't. She doesn't have.
It's a record that no one in the country has. And she doesn't want City to be the first team to have it.
Bro, so how long do we have to wait for Chelsea to do that?
If you want a Champions League, you'll know. You understand. Anyways, guys, so we have come to the...
Should we wait 10, 15 years for Chelsea to come back?
No, she's not saying that she wants it to be.
You just want it to be vacant.
She just doesn't want it to be an English team.
I just don't want it to be an English team.
And hopefully if it was, she would hope that it's her team.
I don't want it to be no English team. I was speaking Yoruba for you. No one can get that. Real Madrid's got it. Let's leave it as that. Please. I cannot.
I don't. To be honest, I don't. Business.
So,
Arsenal.
So guys, you even want
involve me in these conversations. Arsenal, have I ever heard that music come off ground?
So you want Arsenal? You want Arsenal and City semi-final or Madrid and Bayern semi-final? Yes. Like no vice versa.
No, because I think. If you reverse it, I think Man City will beat Bayern Munich.
And you think Real Madrid will beat Arsenal?
And I think Real Madrid will beat Arsenal.
But you think City and Arsenal could...
City and Arsenal, I think Arsenal will win.
That's crazy. Arsenal have to go to Etihad and win.
It's about your home form. I'm so sorry. Pep going to Emirates, I don't believe that Pep will give the performance that he would have got, that he would have given at Real Madrid. If that makes sense.
Okay.
And I think Arteta, you guys will have his number for sure. But anyway, it looks like Bayern Munich are going to go through anyway. So
who do you think on the other side, out of the, maybe Atleti, they look really...
Atleti's definitely...
No, they're not.
You don't think so?
Don't. I promise you. Yeah, no, I don't promise you. But... Atletico Madrid's away form is tragic. Like, it is... And I think... from what I saw, because I watched the highlights, because let's be honest, everyone's watching Mbappe stink it out against Barcelona.
Yep.
I didn't do two screens.
Dortmund, they kind of got into the game eventually, and when they did, they looked like they could score. So for me, Atletico Madrid away in the Champions League, they haven't been great. And make no mistake, they will be up for that game in Dortmund. They also have nothing else to fight for.
Yeah, that yellow wall.
And a Champions League semi-final against either Barca or...
it's going to be Barca.
PSG. No, listen, yeah. Dembele, what have you got for me, bro? I need Xavi
it's
Hernandez.
It's not what you hope. It's what you think.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
For me personally, I think PSG can turn the tie around. I don't see Mbappe having that another bad stinker of a game that he did. And I also think what Luis Enrique done wrong is that PSG never had a focal point up top, right? So it was like Bacola... Koundé and Araujo could all turn their attention to Mbappe. And anytime Koundé wasn't there, Araujo was there, Bakolo was there. And I think if you put a nine that at least occupies the centre back, then it's just Mbappe and Koundé. And I think Dembele as well, I called it, Kala, top bins, another top bins. Coming.
All right, so it's gonna be a hectic week next week of Champions League football. Let's see who actually goes through. Let's see if Shai makes recording next week.
I don't run.
Are you booked in for next week though?
Absolutely, and I will be here in my seat.
Cool.
That's it. Run, but nah, how many big games?
I wasn't in the country. I was taking in the views of the world.
The views of the world.
Sis here wants to travel. She wants to eat, pray, love. Let her eat, pray, love. Okay.
Yeah, everyone tries to make it out like I'm just.
It was
running.
Just so convenient.
It's not my fault, baby. My flight was booked.
All right, guys.
Her bags were packed.
And I was out.
Make sure you guys follow us on all social media platforms at Golddiggers UK on Twitter, at Golddiggers UK _ on Instagram, at Golddiggers UK on TikTok. And make sure you follow us all individually as well. But until next week, we'll see you again.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.